You're listening to a Strange Assembly review. You can subscribe to the full Strange Assembly podcast on iTunes or by visiting our website at www.strangeassembly.com. Enjoy. This is Strange Assembly. I'm Chris Stevenson, and here today with me are...
Jay Earl.
Mike Cook.
And we're reviewing Wiz War from Fantasy Flight Games. Now, this is a reprint reimaging, as Fantasy Flight has been doing lately, and we'll just forewarn you, I believe Mike is the only one of us who had played prior versions, so for Jay and I, this is going to be...
I never played the prior version.
Played it? Okay.
No.
Okay, so
it's been out of print for forever.
Yeah, but I think this is something like the sixth. I mean, it's had a lot of printings. The game has been out since the
early
80s, at least.
Yeah.
So, but this version is from Fantasy Flight, like we said, and the concept of Wiz War is that everybody is a wizard.
You have and a they're at war.
Yes, you have a communal stack of cards, and you're running around on a little board of tunnels. Or I guess dungeon halls or something.
Right.
And you have two treasures, and you need to accumulate 2 points, and you get points by picking up an opponent's treasure, putting it back on your home base, or by killing someone. The way you do stuff is you can move 3 spaces on your turn, and you can play a bunch of cards from your hand, and you just have a communal deck of spells and items that you draw off of, and you get to draw another 2 a turn. So that's the sort of pace you can use them at without completely depleting your hand. I think that's the entirety of the basics of the game, really.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You can only attack once. All the other spells have to be non-direct attack.
Yeah. Did you mention the treasures are kind of spaced out? Sorry.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there are treasures. Each player has a sort of home board that's 5x5. It's 2 to 4 players. If you're playing with 4 players, then you'll have 4 boards. And so you'll have a 10x10. It's sort of an L. If you're playing with 3 players, and it's just 2 of the boards if you're playing with 2. There are doors in the middle of each of those edges, and you can Pac-Man around where applicable. So if it's a 4x4, you can just go run out to the right, you come back in on the left, you run out to the top, you come back in on the bottom. If you're playing one of the other ones, then they add in some portals to move people around a little bit, like where you've got the L.
Oh, all of them have portals.
Have you got the... Okay, even in 4-player, there's portals. It's not just entirely Pac-Man-y.
And so they could have you let you access as many of the opponent's players' boards as possible.
Okay.
Otherwise, like, if you're in top left, you're naturally going to go bottom left, bottom...
you don't have any
right.
way to get to the bottom right. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
So, not easily.
So there's, what, there's 2 pairs of portals, so in that case, then half of the doors would just be Pac-Man.
Right.
And half of them would be portals.
Yeah.
It is a very chaotic game. It is definitely about dramatic things happening on card plays. So I would say that it is high on luck. It's definitely has tactical things to it. It seems like things are sufficiently random that strategy does not seem like something you'd be able to employ, but tactics definitely are something you can employ.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's kind of one of the, I guess, downfalls of the game. I feel like with a few tweaks, well, you really couldn't probably add strategy, but the tactics could be much more, I guess...
Robust,
applicable. No, not applicable, no, but...
Less the look of the draw, maybe?
Right. Well, just specifically, because you have energy, and energy is used for 2 things, either for powering spells... or for increasing movement. For powering spells, it's fine, so that means I can cast the spell as a regular, energy, whatever it comes with it, by default, 1. So it might be, the spell does damage equal to its energy, so it might just, by default, do 1 damage. Or you can discard something with energy, so there's cards that are just energy, some of the cards have an energy symbol at the bottom, and those cards, instead of whatever other text they have, you can discard it, and whatever energy value it has replaces. So if you discard something that has a 3, it's now that spell does 3 damage. But because there's such a wide variance, because there's energy cards with, like, 6 energy, one of the things that you can do during your turn, obviously, was to discard a card with and move a number of spaces equal to its energy. So that, since they're 5x5 boards, that lets you just zip across the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you usually can't just move in a straight line. I mean, it depends on what it is. Some of the boards, the treasures and the central space are more curled up in. Some of them, there are more direct access routes. That's an upside and a downside, because if you've got straight shots out of your board, that's easier for you to get to other people, but it's also easier for people to get into your stuff. I think that I know you guys had some more detailed sort of tweaks about it. I don't think there's any way you can keep this as anything resembling the game it is and try to make it strategic. That's just not what it is, and I don't think you'd want to change it about that.
Fair.
The one thing that I guess, thought was a problem with the game, as opposed to just this is the style of game and you like it or you don't, is that you can get points by getting treasures, or you can get points by killing other people. You're never going to kill other people. They have 15 health. There are a handful of things that do 5 damage, but mostly they're doing one or three, and your opponent is not going to stand still and let you pummel them.
You can only do one attack a turn.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and most of the time, you'd much rather be like, I make you drop that treasure you're holding, because it takes your whole turn to pick the treasure back up, basically.
Right.
And after we played several games of this, and I'm looking through the decks, what there are, the cards that make me go, oh, wow, that's cool, they're cards that let me move through walls. They're cards that let me drop walls in front of other places. It seems like the simple, most straightforward, powerful stuff is to have something that lets you move through walls.
Stuff that deals with the terrain and the board position rather than dealing damage.
Yeah, something that lets you move through walls, and then like a 5 energy so you can move 8 in one turn.
Yeah.
Because the last game that we played, I won in 5 turns, and my turns were run over and pick up one of Mike's treasures, then he made me drop it, then I ran, on my second turn I picked it back up, and the turn after that I ran it back, and then on my fourth turn, I ran and grabbed his other one. And then on my fifth turn, I ran and dropped it back. Now, that was not all that was going on. Part of the reason that was kind of entertaining, because I got to drop, Mike and Jay kind of got in a little corner squabbling over a treasure, and I was able to drop a block that stopped them from being able to get out and have a chance to interfere with me, just running back and forth doing nothing.
Right. But even so, there was, even if we weren't blocked there, there was only a limited amount of we could actually slow you down.
Yeah. The stuff that you're doing is more movement junk, or yes, trying to grab the treasure again. The thing you do to stop me would never be try to shoot me, because that doesn't actually, like, you deal damage to me, I could care less.
I think that's kind of the overall thing that I came away with. The extra movement makes it hard to actually see people, but if nothing else, combat is just basically wasted.
It's run and gun.
Yeah, you don't even bother attacking people most of the time. Like, maybe I use this attack spell to go steal your couple spells, so maybe I've got a couple more counter spells in case you try and make me drop something.
There are attack spells that are handy, because there are attack spells that do more than just damage, but the attack spells I want to get are, I steal cards out of your hand.
One of my favorite ones...
Or I make you drop the treasure.
One of my favorite ones was a water bolt, because you can cast a water bolt on yourself, and it does damage equal to its energy, or you can move the character a number of spaces equal to its energy in any mix thereof. So I won one of my games by water bolting myself for 3 to move myself onto my home square and then drop the last treasure. I mean, I understand and I appreciate the whole, like, the kind of capture the flag feel, but it's really missing something in that these are wizards going to war with each other, because there's a lot of counters as well. The combat needs to be deadlier. It needs to be a lot more deadly, because it'll also help for the chaotic feel, I think. Because it's supposed to feel.
Not necessarily making it deadlier so much as, again, it's the weaker cards are just doing damage. The stronger cards are board position. So if there were more cards that were attack, do a little bit of damage, and stop the guy, freeze them in place, I think
you do one of those two. You do more, you know, attacks actually mess with the other person in returning treasure in some way, or make people more frail.
Not necessarily returning treasure, but just slowing them down. Because
ultimately, it's either you're going to pick up treasure or it's returning treasure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you want to teleport treasure back to where it started
much,
if at all, because that's going to make the game actually take slow down.
I'm just saying, kind of against the point of the game. Everything you'd be doing would be affecting returning treasure if you're not going to focus on health. Because that's what it was. That's all we ever focused on.
Yeah, yeah. No, your health was irrelevant.
Right. Well, because you could never do enough to kill, so it was very much sort of, oh, hey, you, while I'm heading towards my treasure, you're happen to stand where I can shoot you.
So I may
you.
As well smack
I'll,
you, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take
I got a spell
shot.
That does damage, so
I guess I'll take some damage. Shot?
Well, and that was the other thing. Like, I had a handful of spells that could literally kill somebody. Like, if I even had another spell that said, hey, you can make 3 attacks in a turn, I could have killed Jay. But there is nothing like that. So even trying to do 5 damage a turn, it just doesn't do anything.
And it may be that they playtested it, and when it was more deadly, it got less fun because you'd just get killed and then you'd be out of the game. And then, but
well, but then that brings back into the
but that doesn't
they've
that,
overcorrected if that's well, the case.
Yeah, but then that brings back in that not only is combat not very deadly, you've got counterspells. There's a lot of counterspells in the deck, so. It, to me, the reason you want to have counterspells is for kind of that random luck, oh, am I going to get this person? But there needs to really be risk. It's like, not only is there not risk, I've got a counterspell just in case.
But the counters work both ways. You could counter the movement tricks that we're talking about, too. Most of the time. Although, I guess there's less of that, because a lot of the counter stuff
there's very little
was only stuff that
most
was...
Most of the counters were, oh, you're targeting me? No.
Right. Yeah.
There's like one that will dispel a mass spell as it's being cast, I think, but that's like it. Most of it has to target you. So I prefer. To me, there's no real risk. There's no point to looking at combat. So you're just running and seeing. So it's whoever gets the best board position and whoever gets the most energy cards, so they can run the fastest wins.
Yeah, energy cards moving through walls
Energy cards or other. Ways to get to your destination
and
quicker.
It's a really nice production. Fantasy Flight did their usual good job with the components. It's got, maybe it has, I don't know if it's too many tokens, but it's got lots of tokens, but it's got lots of specialty things. Like, if you've got a bag of tacks you can throw on the ground, there's a token that looks like a bunch of tacks. I like that each of the 4 wizard characters, you've got 4 sculpts, and you've got 4 colored bases, so you can be you can see some other company who is trying to cut costs would just use 4 copies of, you know, you just have 4 colored wizards or something, but this lets you be the one, look like the one you want to look like and have the color you want to be and swap those around. There are several spells that transform the wizard. When your wizards transform, you can actually pop out the normal wizard sculpt and pop in the wolfman sculpt or the big man sculpt or whatever the other ones are.
The ooze.
And so I liked that. And if you like Wiz War, this is probably the ultimate edition of Wiz War, and it's got the variants in there to play like the old games. The boards have a flip side. There's the sort of new side A, and then there's the classic side B.
And it's not like you couldn't, like, if you were really wanting to play Wiz War, if you had access to an old list, I bet you could pretty easily change that deck more like to be the original.
Yeah, well, I know. I've seen people comment that there were not as many counters back in the old days. Like I said, that's not something I can verify. I didn't play it, but
right. I also did like just from the art. Also, is that the sculpts are very unique when you look at them versus each other, and then if you look in the card art, very obviously the characters that they have sculpted, the wizards that they have sculpted, are doing stuff in the card art, and they have like a kind of a theme. So. Blind chick, she's on all the mentalist and the like stealthy stuff. I kind of like that feel.
Yeah, and I do, it's just a random graphic thing. I think it's kind of funny. There is not a set amount of space for art on the spells. Yeah. There are some spells that have less text and they've got bigger art. And there's some spells that have more text and they've got little skinny art, like Lightning Bolt, because it bounces around. And
it seems like they have like 2 templates. There's like 2 templates for both of those. One with more art, one more with
less.
Card
games did that, because that's cool to be like, oh, this is a very small amount of text, let's get some nice big art. Oh, we've got this really complicated idea, let's not try to cram it into the small box, let's use the big box.
Burning Cinder Fury of Crimson Chaos Fire. So, if you like randomness, or you like Wiz War, and you want a fast sort of thing, this probably works reasonably well from that, as long as you understand that you're mostly playing Capture the Flag, you're not running around killing each other.
Yes, this isn't Wizards Duels, it's Capture the Flag. if you're good with capture the flag, running gun magic,
and it's certainly, maybe you guys disagree with it because you were on the receiving end, but it feels like a game that produces good stories and good memorable stuff.
Well, that was why it got big the first point.
Yeah.
People did these crazy things.
I mean, this totally feels like the type of game that back when I was in college, there was the game night, board game night, play like 8 hours until 3 in the morning. This is exactly the type of thing that they would play, they would love. Because, yeah, it would just be great stories of what happened.
Okay, that was Wiz War from Fantasy Flight Games, this version of it at least. For Mike Cook and Jay Earl, I'm Chris Stevenson, and this is Strange Assembly.
Was.
You've been listening to Strange Assembly. You can download more episodes of Strange Assembly on iTunes or from our website at www.strangeassembly.com. While you're at our website, you can check out the frequently updated main page or talk with us on the forums. You can also email me directly at chris@strangeassembly.com, or you can follow Strange Assembly on Facebook or Twitter. Strange Assembly, either place. Thanks for listening.